You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Residents of Seattle's Rainier Valley are worried about crime. Overall, the city's crime rate is down, but there have been a number of high-profile shootings, 5 in Seattle's South End since April 19th. Also, a number of muggings around light rail stations, muggings and robberies.
Well, last night, the Seattle City Council member Bruce Harrell and other city leaders met with residents at the Southeast Seattle Senior Center to hear about their concerns. Erica C. Barnett was also there. She's news editor and reporter for Publicola. Earlier, she spoke with David Hyde about last night's meeting.
It was a very packed room, and I would say, multi-generational, multi-racial, a pretty good representation of Southeast Seattle itself.
And what were the big concerns that residents raised to Bruce Harrell and other folks who were there from the police department?
There were a number of concerns. The highest level concern, I think, were the shootings that have happened since April 19th. There have been 5 shootings in South Seattle, south of Yesler, and people are very concerned about that. People are also concerned about some muggings that have happened near the Columbia City light rail station, people being robbed of laptops and iPhones and things like that. And people are also concerned that they feel that the police aren't responding fast enough to 911 calls when they come home, for example, and find out they've been robbed. And it takes, in some cases, hours for the police to show up.
5 shootings just since April 19th. What did the police say about the possible reasons why they're seeing more crime in South Seattle?
Well, actually, the police said that the amount of violent crime and the amount of what they call top level crimes has not actually been higher this year. I think that they have just been concentrated in this last month. Crime does tend to go up in general in the summertime months when things when people are out on the streets and things get warmer. And it may be that that's what we're seeing a little bit.
So was the crowd split at all in terms of what they wanted the city to do about this?
Well, it was kind of interesting. I mean, we always, right now we're in the middle of obviously a big conversation about police accountability. And I think that the crowd last night really just wanted more cops on the streets. And one of the things that the police officers who were there said is, well, now that we have this this new system of accountability that we're trying to put in place, officers end up spending a lot of time back at the precincts filing reports, and they are not on the streets. And I think there was kind of a universal sentiment that what is really needed is more officers on the streets, not in cars, walking around in the neighborhoods.
What did Bruce Harrell say?
Bruce Harrell was actually really relatively quiet. He sort of let the police speak, and I think he was there to listen.
We're moving to a district system, so currently Seattle City Council people are elected at large, but here's Bruce Harrell down in the South End responding to residents' concerns in a specific part of the city. Is this a sort of prefigure to what we're going to be seeing moving forward from Bruce Harrell and other city council members?
I think absolutely, and I thought it was very interesting that he decided to held this meeting down there. Of course, Bruce Harrell lives in Seward Park, which is in the new Southeast Seattle district, and will be running down there in 2015. So it's not to say that this was in any way campaign related, but I think we will see more of council members sort of trying to reach out to the districts in which they will have to run next year.
So in a positive sense, folks that supported this, neighbors in neighborhoods, are going to be seeing more responsiveness potentially from the council?
That's one way to look at it, sure. The other perspective would be that if Bruce Harrell is paying attention to crime in Southeast Seattle, then he might not be paying attention to crime in North Seattle. Maybe there are problems that are going unaddressed or less addressed because, and I'm not picking on Bruce Harrell in particular here. You could say the same thing about, say, Tom Rasmussen in transportation in West Seattle, where he'll have to run, or any other issue for the current council members. It's become a completely different political landscape.
So we're going to see this. That's not till 2015.
That's right.
So clearly it's going to be a factor in this search for a police chief. We don't know that much about the 3 candidates yet. Their bios are out there. They haven't come to town yet. But how is it going to factor into this search, do you think? Or how could it factor into this search?
Well, one way that I actually do think it could factor in is that one of the 3 candidates is from a large city, Boston, or at least a city of comparable size to Seattle. The other 2 are from smaller cities. And it might be a factor in that candidate's favor that she has experience dealing with the same kind of issues that Seattle is dealing with right now.
Erica C. Barnett is news editor and reporter for Publicola. She spoke with David Hyde.